This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Kevin Booth, fresh back from Turkey, is going to be in studio with us with major investigative info. One reason we may be getting a massive hack attack ongoing right now, it's still ongoing. But that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger and helps us learn, so thank you. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the special report, and I'll be back after the break with Kevin Booth in studio.
Kid Daniels, Infowars.com. Let's talk about so-called white privilege, this notion that white people have advantages in society simply because of their skin color or the fact that their ancestors may have taken land or goods from other ethnic groups in centuries past. I'm sure you've heard the phrase before on the internet, particularly mainstream media, especially after the recent University of Missouri protests, where protesters demanded that the university president recognizes white privilege. But are white people the only ones with racial privilege? I mean, do they have a monopoly on it? And by the way, what exactly is a white person? I mean, in college I had a roommate who was 1/16th African American. So does that mean he only has 15th, 16th white privilege? I mean, how do we define that? I mean, are we going to have to use Nazi family tree charts, for example, to determine how white a person is? If their aunt, if their mother or grandmother was white, that means he has this much white privilege? Or how do we define that? This very notion that you can group people into racial groups that have certain privileges is racist in itself, because at that point you're not even looking at people by their individual qualities. You're grouping them by race. You're inviting them into racism. That is inherently racist when you judge people by their skin color. But for the sake of discussion, let's take the leftist argument that all white people are into one group. Does that one group really have all the privileges in the world, or do other groups also have advantages in present and in the past? For one thing, a couple years ago I saw this video that went viral online of these anti-illegal immigration protesters who were confronted by this Native American who was claiming that, hey, you are all illegals, you are all invaders, go back to Europe, go back to your own countries.
You're all illegal! You're all illegal! We didn't invite none of you here!
And of course the leftists took the video to claim that, hey, he's right, you know, white people really did come in here and use their privilege to take the land away from the Native Americans. But here's what they're not telling you. Most of these Native American tribes back in the day were fighting each other for the same land. You know, you had for example, the Comanches fighting the Wichita and so forth. So basically speaking, these Native American tribes did have an advantage. They were on this land first. They were on this land thousands of years before the first Europeans even set sight on this land. So they had an advantage. They had a privilege. You know, they had this land before anyone else, and that was a huge advantage. And simply put, they fought each other over it. So you had this whole conquest mentality that predated the first Europeans setting foot on North America. And on the other side of the world, and I'm not talking about white European side of the world, you had the Ottomans and the Persians and the Arabs and so on and so forth, all these non-whites that were fighting each other over the same pieces of land. So, you know, you see this conquest ethics, this conquest mentality. It's not just white people don't have a monopoly on it. It wasn't just the British Empire and the Spanish Empire and the Portuguese Empire, Roman Empire. All these empires that were predominantly Caucasian, so to speak, they didn't have a monopoly on conquest. Just about every single ethnic group in the world has had a conquest at a time or two. But going back to the Native American example, the current core tenet of social justice is to correct for history. For example, let's say that the United States decides to give all its land back to the Native Americans. You know, the country's going to shut down and give the land back to who was here first. But who do you give it to? Do you give it to the Apache or to the Comanche or the Navajo? I mean, the point being, all these tribes occupied the same land at one point or the other, and they all fought each other over it. So who do you give the land to? I mean, you get this complex history, this world history of conquest and development. Divide and conquer and what have you. So there is no rectifying history considering that every single ethnic group in world history is guilty of conquest and oppression. And all these leftists and social justice warriors are out protesting against white privilege. They're complete hypocrites, because you never see one of them say that, hey, I'm going to quit my job at this company so a misplaced minority can take my place. Or the college kids, for example, you never hear them say, hey, I'm going to withdraw from the university so that a misplaced minority can take my seat in this classroom. No, you never hear that at all, do you? And that's the sheer sheer hypocrisy of the social justice warrior movement. They want to take things from you and give it to minorities they say are being oppressed without doing it themselves. And how are they going to decide which minorities are the most oppressed anyway? I mean, simply put, every single ethnic group in world history has been oppressed at one time or another. So what are you going to do then about all this inequality? Well, it's pretty simple. Quit dividing people by racial groups. Quit judging them by their...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our bloated federal government and a coterie of megacorporations are hoping that we all have the memory of a goldfish. We forget to use those holiday gift cards. Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase these products, you are funding an operation dedicated to hardcore investigative journalism and promoting freedom. It's so simple. Don't throw those gift cards away. Use that money to get high-quality products and save 15% in the process, all the while funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty worldwide. That's a 360 win. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, don't take InfoWars.com and our backup site, PrisonPlanet.com, for granted. Please don't take the fact that we're on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube for granted. We deal with constant censorship, constant harassment. We've been successfully hacked two other times in the last 18, 19 years that I've been an internet presence. I was on radio and TV about a year before I had a website, 2 years. But we have had successful hack attacks of InfoWars today, posting the fake article breaking coup d'etat in Turkey, Ergun flees the U.S. airbase. And they are currently trying to break back in yet again. And we have two different good IT companies, and they say it's very sophisticated what they're doing. It is the CIA that has been funding the Turkish government and funding ISIS. That, of course, has been exposed by the show and others. The Syrian Electronic Army. 3 years ago, and then again 2 years ago, and I can show you some of those articles here of your TV viewer, took over CNN, you name it, literally hundreds of publications, and posted Infowars.com links. We do not endorse that. We do not support that. We're not involved in that. But they were links exposing that Al-Qaeda was the main rebel force. That, of course, later came out. You now see the Pentagon saying they don't want to be part of this. It has been a devastating victory against the globalists and Saudi Arabia and Turkey and NATO trying to overthrow the Middle East and put radical Islamics in, who I have stacks of articles today are executing women for free speech, you know, death sentences for poets. I mean, I just oppose totalitarianism. I'm not anti-Islam, but I'm against funding radical Islam to take over the world. And it comes out of Saudi Arabia, and then using the threat of it to take my freedoms and my family's freedoms. I mean, I'm a real liberal, folks. I'm a constitutionalist. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I'm that kind of liberal, not the modern liberals with political correctness saying, ban, it's a, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And they're actually doing that and, you know, saying if a white person wants to eat Chinese food, it's cultural appropriation. They're actually banning that at universities. I mean, you cannot, you know, people are resigning under new blacklist at Yale because they said we're not going to ban Halloween. Get over it. The people being offended by people in cowboy outfits. That's the real tyranny. And I'm a real liberal. People call me a libertarian, right-winger, whatever, because I'm pro-gun. The definitions are all scrambled. Syrian electronic army hack, CNN accounts amid Geneva talks, RT. Here's another one. Hackers hijack CBS to claim Obama involvement in Boston bombings. Tweet InfoWars. That was the Free Syrian Army again. Global websites hacked by Syrian electronic army. And, of course, they tweet InfoWars. So I believe that this is being done because it looks like something they'd put out, that Erdogan's been overthrown and run to an airbase. Fake story. Only up for 11 minutes. They took over Paul Watson's Twitter account. They're trying to get into everything right now, which is a good drill for us. We're contacting some of the better hackers that have consulted for us and others right now, and you know, this will make us better. And again, they want to use these threats as well to pass the whole cybersecurity system that takes everybody's freedoms. Now, joining us until the bottom of the next hour is my old friend, TV producer, filmmaker, best-selling author, better known for being Bill Hicks's producer, the producer of, you know, Ninja Bachelor Party. I was in a juice land the other day. They have a Ninja Bachelor Party, you know, type shake. I was getting one of those protein shakes. It was actually excellent. It's funny to walk around and see stuff you came up with Bill everywhere. But we're not here to get into comedy. And normally we have fun interviews. He, of course, was working with the Freeway Ricky Ross and the whole Gary Webb situation. That new film, How Incredible, Kill the Messenger. So important that the truth's coming out on that front. Other patriots that got persecuted. But you have gone into Juarez, Mexico. You've gone into the most dangerous areas that the FBI won't even go. You have gone into the most dangerous areas in the Middle East. You have gone into the most dangerous areas in South Central L.A. to Skid Row to make your films that have aired on, you name it, Showtime, HBO, so many other channels. American Drug War 1 and 2 that I was honored to consult on. So folks know who Kevin Booth is. But Kevin recently just got back from Turkey. He lives in L.A. He's visiting family. You know, he's a Texan, visiting family out in Fredericksburg. And he said, man, I've got incredible stuff from the Middle East. And then I was looking at who he was going to bring on the show in about 30 minutes, this particular doctor. And I was like, wait a minute, Joe Biggs knows who that is. This is the guy that's getting ISIS defectors to defect and expose that the West and the Turkish government and others are funding them. This guy's in hiding. This guy's really big. He's interviewed him. We've got a 3-minute supercut we're going to play here in a moment. But you add this today happening as the hack, trying to not just hijack InfoWars, but bring it down is happening. And so this is the most sophisticated, sustained attack we've ever seen. I mean, it's sophisticated, folks. And I'm not going to get into exactly what's going on, but all the really important stuff is secure. But I don't know if it's this or we're investigating these Islamic jihad schools that the CIA openly got Congress to allow. We're talking billions a year to these groups that actually teach caliphate. I mean, I'm sorry. My daughters are not going to live in a caliphate over my dead body. So this is all going on, and it's just over the top. And this stuff is so over the top. You hear billions a year of U.S. taxpayer, $500 million of Texas money a year to one group. It's the second biggest skilled visa group after Google. Tens of thousands of workers brought in a year, and they run schools that look like charter schools, and they teach caliphate. I mean, and I hear that, you know, that's not true. That's just crazy right-wing stuff. It's real. So Joe Biggs is going to pop in with us at the start of the next hour. But Kevin Booth, great to have you here. Great to see your lovely wife, Trey. We used to hang out so much when you guys lived here in town. How many years have you lived in L.A. now?
It's been 10 years now I've been gone.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Brother,
fast. Time goes fast.
Let's just get right into radical Islamic terror. You started out, you told me, making a film about mafia and government corruption, crime, and it keeps leading you back to radical Islam. Tell us about the upcoming film, what you witnessed in Turkey.
Well, our story actually started in Bulgaria, and we started researching this country based on when communism fell, how they left the KGB, left all these mafias in place to basically take control over all these countries that dropped out of communism at the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, and how there's all these mafia organizations basically in charge of the government, complete corruption, and now they're the ones financing a lot of this.
And I remember at first you were saying, what do you think about Putin 3-4 years ago? I mean, sometimes you spend 5-6 years on a film. You do real research. And I was like, no, Putin's not perfect, but the West is starting the fight with him. And I think you ought to get that perspective in it as well. How have your views and your research developed or evolved in your, 3 years you've been working on this?
I just did 2 years. Yeah.
So in the last 2 years or so, how have things changed?
You know, a lot's changed. I mean, we just got back from the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. Robert Steele helped us get in there, believe it or not. You remember Robert Steele?
Yeah, the CIA guy.
Yeah.
You get him back on.
He introduced us to a former KGB guy, Oleg Kalugin. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yes.
And the reason we linked up with him is because he's the one who was known for the Bulgarian umbrella and all that stuff. We were trying to tie in all these stories. But then all these things connect, and then Robert ended up getting us into the Russian embassy. And so we've actually been meeting with Putin's press secretary, and we're that close to getting in a meeting with Putin. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but we're in the door. And so we're not, you know, we're by no means out to make a movie to make Putin look bad. I mean, it seems like it's all becoming one big mass as far as the power goes.
And yeah, there's global organized crime playing the nations off against each other.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have all these smaller mafia groups that are still being controlled from Russia or so forth, but it's no different than American mafia, you know, whatever. There's just, it's a whole hierarchy.
And it's who can be the most sophisticated ends up dominating.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it led you into radical Islamic areas. I saw the footage in this supercut we're going to play after the break. I think I'm going to skip this network break. I just can't help it. I mean, this is some powerful info. Tell us about this guest that's coming on a little bit later.
Well, once again, Robert Steele connected me with Professor Ahmet Yalla. He has recently had to flee the country because he was interrogating former ISIS fighters that have defected, and some people that he were involved with have been hunted down and murdered, and so he decided he needed to leave. He's in the United States right now. But back then, we didn't know this was going to happen. We filmed him, this is about a month ago, that we spent quite a bit of time with him over there, just traveling all around, and we mostly filming him in Istanbul, and just getting him to just discuss all the aspects of this thing going on. While we were there, there was a shooting, there was a bombing, there was a lot of things that took place while we were there.
Well, I sent a crew to Istanbul to cover Bilderberg and Jim Tucker. It's in the film Endgame. And they were followed from the hotel. They were followed everywhere. It's on video.
Yeah.
At the end of Endgame, I mean, this is not a game. I mean, this is not a free country.
Yeah, no, Turkey, it's crazy. It's a little bit like New York on some level, you know, on some weird level.
Certainly beautiful.
After being in Bulgaria, it was like going to New York, because Bulgaria is a lot more foreign, and then we go to Turkey. So on some level, there's a lot of money there. It's a modern city on some level, but then you have all these mosques everywhere, and everybody is so afraid of the government. It's crazy. You can't talk to anybody. We had a lot of bizarre situations with people backing out of interviews at the last second, people... You know, of course, nobody wants to be on camera. Nobody, you know, it's just crazy.
And once you give into that, your future, your prosperity is over.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is that when we've been filming throughout Eastern Europe, we were able to have a team of bodyguards with us. We were not allowed to bring our team of bodyguards into Turkey. I don't know if I should be saying that on that, but we can't, you know, we couldn't cross the Turkish border with our bodyguards that we were using in Eastern Europe. It's a whole different set of rules over there. And it's also interesting, too, because I've flown into Turkey now, and I've also driven into Turkey. And, you know, the border where they have the border crossings is very tight. You know, we have one thing where we're like looking for refugees and we're trying to like see what it takes to drive from Bulgaria into Turkey and back and forth. And the border is very tight on these crossings, but then there's just all these other places where people can cross. And we're trying to, you know, the whole thing about refugees crossing over and the terrorists being mixed in with the refugees and all that.
Which is undoubtedly happening.
Yeah, obviously.
And then our government knows they're going to hit us, and then we're going to have our rights taken away. Yeah. I mean, this is really a simple equation.
Yeah, and they've got all these guys just doing their jobs. Everybody's afraid of getting fired. Everybody working in every structure I looked at, they're just afraid of losing their jobs. And so they'll just do whatever they're told because everybody is so broke over there. Everybody's so poor over there.
And that's why they want Cloward and Piven here. Get you in debt, break you, now you can be controlled for chicken feet.
Yeah. I mean, if looking at Bulgaria and some of these other Eastern European countries is the future of what could happen to America, I think people better take a look at what's happened to Bulgaria and some of these other little countries over there. Even though it's small, getting into this small country of Bulgaria has given us a chance to break apart the whole hierarchy because it's such a small country. It's very fascinating.
And the average American's busy watching Caitlyn Jenner or busy watching the Kardashians. They just have no, or the NFL. They have no idea that the world is just descending into chaos right now.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner is a hero, Alex.
Oh, what is it? stunning and brave. And then it cuts to Brett Favre. If you won't clap, he's like, what? What? The ESPN hero? What? And it's not like we're even against Caitlyn Jenner. It's just like this is not stunning, not brave, not attractive.
It's called surgery.
It's clogged. I mean, what if I want to have a change to a walrus? I don't want taxpayers to pay for it.
You'd be a hero.
And stunning and brave. All right, getting serious here. We've got this supercut from the unnamed upcoming film. And I tell you, you really are an avant-garde filmmaker because you just start out with an idea. You first told me about this about 3 years ago. I've actually been working on it 2 years. And, I mean, we've been
traveling for 2 years.
Did the first American drug war take 6-7?
The first American drug war took about 5 years.
Yeah. But then I guess a couple more to even get it out.
Yeah.
I have seven in my head. Is that wrong or is my memory? Don't tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I mean, I guess that, you know, I mean, if you want to add on, yeah, I mean, the years before I actually start filming, right? I start, in my head, the day that the camera starts rolling. But, yeah, they're
well, you make these films because what I love about it is you start them. And it's true reality TV because you don't even know where you're going to go.
On this film, this film more than ever has been just heading into the wind. Like we didn't know, we were basically, let's go to Eastern Europe and try to uncover corruption. And it wasn't even our plan to go to Turkey. It wasn't even our plan to talk about terrorism. It wasn't even our plan to talk about any of this. It's just where it led us. We're just following.
Let's be honest, about 3 years ago, we were out to dinner and you're like, Putin's a total thug taking over, and he's put all these mafias in. And I said, well, that's kind of true, but I said, you better see the West and Soros starting all this.
And
you were, yeah, I've heard that. Well, don't worry, I'm going to investigate it all. Mm-hmm. So we're not lionizing Putin. We're not lionizing Soros. The point is, don't you see how the West is starting a lot of this now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have, since you've investigated, you've come around to that.
Yes.
It's not like, I mean, listen, I made a film, Masters of Terror, basically accusing Putin of blowing up apartment buildings when he was vice president during the Chechen War to get popular support. Now, I didn't say he did it. I just said it was in the Moscow News that police caught at a fourth apartment building, the FSB, that's the Federal Security Bureau, planting bombs. They said it was part of a drill. Other people say, no, that was a setup to blame Putin. All I know is Putin isn't attacking America. Putin is actually, the Russian government is under attack. And so I don't want to have World War III with them.
We've actually gotten the band, and here I go saying the same. Pussy Riot is in our movie to tell the whole Russian story. It was quite a big deal to get them in the movie. I just like saying the name.
Well, whatever. It's Kitty Cat Riot. The point is that's cool, a known CIA-funded group to run around and pull stunts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a known CIA group, but we're still working on that. But it's they're in our film.
It's a known Soros front group, yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right.
I would interview them, great.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, you see what the old geezers at the CIA are going, we'll get young girls and give them a name, and then they'll go into Russia, and Putin will arrest them, and he'll look like a thug. And, I mean, the Russians are not buying any of it.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was funny getting Oleg Kalugin's take on Pussy Riot. So, yeah, no.
What did he think about that?
That is just all just a stunt to make themselves popular, and you know they're touring around with Madonna now.
Well, yeah, they're playing along with it for their own personal power. But I'm talking about what gave birth to all of this.
No, absolutely no. I mean, it's been a good ploy for sure. I mean, it's complicated, you know, because you get you know, I can't honestly tell you.
I get it. You fly on the wall are just going to show both sides of the circus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not accusing them of anything like that. I'm more just like putting them in there, hearing what they say, and taking it on the next level.
You have done well. Now, we got your guest coming up, and we're going to talk about him here in a moment. But first, let's go to this short and super cut. You gave us a great, like, 8-minute one, but for time constraints, we edited it down to about 3 minutes. The visuals here, if you're a radio listener, you got to go to Infowars.com/show to be able to see this, but it's powerful. I've been told by folks who have traveled to Turkey, friends and family, they say it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, yeah. Other than, say, areas of Croatia and Bosnia. They say it's just like over-the-top magic.
Yeah, we've crashed many drones on this project. In fact, I had to buy this latest drone in the Grand Bazaar. So it was there's a funny scene in the movie. And by the way, this movie isn't all serious. I mean, it's a kind of a dark comedy that I look at what's happening with the world right now as a dark comedy. But there's a scene.
Well, it is a dark comedy.
There's a scene in the movie right now where we actually, after crashing the drone, we have to go buy another drone so that we can spy. Like, they're selling us the thing that we need use to spy on them with. Actually in the Grand Bazaar. So there's like spices and camels, and then we go there to buy a drone, and we get all these kids to teach us how to fly it and all that. But we got some amazing footage there in Turkey with the drone.
Let's go ahead and roll this from the upcoming unnamed project by Kevin Booth.
Any ideology. A terrorist is someone who is carrying out violent activities towards society, who is killing, who is attacking, who is assaulting without any reason or with any reason, it doesn't matter. Because terrorists usually play to two factors. The first is the ethnicity, the second is the religion. The third factor could be if there is someone who is killed or imprisoned in their family. These three factors are extremely important. If they exist in your family, you should be very careful among your children, because terrorist organizations can reach to your children and try to win their hearts from those factors, by playing out to those factors, as children are very emotional at those ages.
So you shot the judge and you interviewed him directly afterwards.
Yes.
Like, what did he say? What was just...
He was so relaxed.
Cool.
He was trained very well and got prepared for this occasion. Very relaxed. As if he didn't commit a crime an hour ago. He is the most innocent guy in the world.
Right.
What upsets me the most is the fact that ISIS is being used for an excuse to intervene those land or the people over there. It shouldn't be, because what they are doing is not right. However, by doing their attacks or carrying out those attacks, they are inviting people from abroad to take retaliation against them. Now, this is blood on top of blood,
yeah,
which is not good and not acceptable, but this is the way it is. If you attack people, they are going to come after you. Islam is just like Christianity and Judaism is an Abrahamic religion. And in all those three religions, killing someone without a probable cause is not acceptable. And one of the biggest crimes mankind can commit. Islam is not like that. ISIS, Al-Qaeda and other radicals are using their ideology to misconduct or misrepresent Islam. They are using Islam to be good for themselves.
Then let me ask you this then. Then why don't we see like more Islamic people trying to like stop them from doing this?
Then he goes on to answer the question, and I guess intimidation?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's interesting about it. It's just a very odd situation. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
And now it's time for the NPR hour.
I can turn this down. I'm sorry. How loud am I here?
Kevin!
Talk louder. I'm sorry.
Listen, we're the anti-NPR.
I know. I had to turn it up real loud.
This is Sam Kennison on the radio.
All right.
You
should play Sam. You could play Sam.
You know, they're trying to now remake it. Your book. I guess Russell Crowe is not involved now, or he's a little bit? and turn it into a movie.
Yeah. I can't talk about that right now.
It is exciting, though.
Yeah. Many exciting things.
Don't let it out of the bag that they're looking at me as me, Sam Kennison. Come on. Don't start that rumor. All right, folks. Kevin Booth is here, ladies and gentlemen. Many irons in the fire. We're going to get serious, though, and come back and look at the West backing of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, with a major insider, Dr. Ahmet S. Yalda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 4 hours of hard-hitting radio. We have one of our great anchors or hosts the fourth hour. Some days I host as well, but I'm always here for the 3 hours, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the third hour of Overdrive. We have our guest joining us from the United States. He's had to flee Turkey because of his associates being killed by ISIS groups for exposing what they're really up to. Dr. Ahmet S. Yalda will be joining us here in just a moment. All Hades is breaking loose right now, with all sorts of different hack attacks, attempts, successful attempts, in some cases, to hack InfoWars, and post stories like, breaking, coup d'etat in Turkey, Ergun flees to U.S. airbase. Not true. Now, the Syrian Electronic Army, of course, has taken over CNN, you know, before, and tweeted InfoWars articles. what we've been talking about for 4 years has now been proven. The West is funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra to take over areas of the Middle East and destabilize it. Turkey, of course, the government has been caught buying the oil, red-handed. They've shot down a Russian jet. They're threatening to blow up Russian ships. The Russians have moved in S-400 anti-aircraft missiles that can shoot down any aircraft in the world. Things are escalating quickly. That's why we're so focused on this and not Dancing with the Stars or the NFL. That said, we have just incredible ISIS-type behavior happening. And we have a senior Democrat, we have his clip coming up, calling for surtax the American people to pay for the war against Islamic State. So they ship Islamic State in. They let them attack, and then they take all of our rights and tax us when Hillary was caught basically creating the organization. That's all coming up in one moment. But first, we have the biggest special that we've ever offered. We have the biggest special that we've ever offered when it comes to the InfoWars Nightly News, all of my films, ebooks, so much more. 15 years of our 20 years, I've had PrisonPlanet.tv. And PrisonPlanet.tv works absolutely first rate. It is subscriber-based. 20 people can use each membership. So your username, you share it with 20 friends and family. Normally, it's 60-something bucks for a year. But we normally have a special, so it's 54. Now it's $36.50. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a yearly membership, a one-time fee. Or you can sign up month to month, it's $5.95. So instead of $71 a year, it's $36.50. And that funds an organization that sends reporters around the world, that has other investigative journalists and filmmakers in the studio, that has everybody from Donald Trump to Ron Paul on. We're pretty close to the Putin interview as well. Kevin's working on his own. It's exciting. We're taking action. We're reaching 20 million people a week and growing. And our target audience isn't some demographic for sales. It's the whole world. It's to promote freedom and peace in our time and free market ideas, renaissance, true liberalism, the opposite of the counterfeit fascist liberals and their neocon cohorts and rhinos. So we're running the special until the new year. We're talking 6 months free right now. There's never been a better time. There's no excuses. And the money we get goes to build this organization that just gets more and more effective every day. And we are under attack, but we take that as part of the excitement of this. Media demonization tactics, hack attacks, just so many other things that go on. So PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, go there. It takes about a minute to sign up, and I appreciate your support. But, again, we can get censored on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Our own platforms, though, give us more redundancy. You get it all there first. You get a lot of exclusive material at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, we're doing 15% off for everybody because it gets too confusing just saying if you have a gift card, you get 15% off. You get that, too. And gift 15 is the promo code. 15% off on top of all the other discounts at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And then finally, whatever you do, continue to please pray for InfoWars. Continue to please spread the word about InfoWars. Continue to also tell people in your community, your neighbors, folks on Facebook, Twitter, other platforms, Pinterest, Instagram, about InfoWars. It's your word of mouth is the reason we're like a salmon swimming upstream against this tide of demonization and attacks so we can bring you groundbreaking investigative journalism. So I'm done talking about that. I want to thank you all for your support and salute you for what you've done. Kevin Booth, investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker, award-winning documentary filmmaker of American Drug War 1 and 2 and so many other films, he's here. Kevin, I can introduce this guest, but you know the doctor better than I. He has written the book ISIS Defectors Inside, Stories of Confronting the Caliphate. He testified to the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee and Subcommittee on Prevention of Nuclear and Biological Attacks as an expert. He has spoke to law enforcement groups around the world. His bio is just amazing. He's appointed by the official advisor, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, between 2006 and 2007 to advise understanding and building connections with terrorism, target international communities living in the United States. And he can get into Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Hezbollah, PKK. It's very complex. He has a Ph.D. degree from the University of North Texas in the U.S. and his master's in criminal justice. You got to know him through one of your CIA contacts.
Robert Steele.
Robert Steele.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has so much intel on what's really happening in Turkey, bordering Syria, who the players are, and where this is going. So tell us about him, and then let's introduce him and get him to crystallize for us what's happening.
Well, I mean, I think you gave him a pretty good introduction there, but recently he's been with a partner. They've been filming all these interrogations of defected ISIS fighters, just trying to understand all this. I mean, trying to understand the mindset, the psychology, the brainwashing, whatever it is. It's very complex. And, you know, that's why, you know, I've spent a lot of time with him, just filming him talking and these videos. We're basically trying to get the transcripts of it, because now there's hours and hours of these ISIS fighters, like, talking about ISIS and, you know, working on getting it all translated in transcripts. And
amazing footage. I haven't seen anybody else with this material.
Yeah, it's pretty
well, Doctor, thank you so much for your courage. Thank you so much for coming on. I know that some of your colleagues have been murdered. I know that you've had to come to the United States. Simply incredible. You've got the floor for the rest of the hour. Explain to us exactly what's happening, who ISIS is, and where all this is going.
Thank you very much for hosting me. I really appreciate your comments. It's been like a month I have arrived, and I had to flee Turkey because, as you mentioned, we were interviewing ISIS defectors with a colleague from Georgetown University, Professor Anne Speckert. She's a psychologist, and we were talking to those ISIS defectors to figure out what was really going on. What's the reason they were inside ISIS? Especially, we were trying to understand the whole organization so that we can find out policies or ways to better deal with those people. It took me like a year to reach them out and to gain their trust and to see if I could persuade them to talk to us. First, just talking. We spent like with 10 of them hours.
And we had a little Skype hiccup with the doctor. We'll see if that comes back. But just really unprecedented. I mean, this is big news. When Biggs heard you were having this gentleman on, he was like, wow, you know, that guy really has been inside ISIS, tracking him, a pretty big fish. And then he's there talking about ISIS is being used to take over Syria, and it's wrong. This is a top Homeland Security advisor saying what I'm saying, what Colonel Schaefer's saying. That's what I'm saying. Every time I get into U.S. government, they're all like us and don't like what's happening. So I wonder, why is this going on if almost everyone I talk to, generals, you name it, are against what's happening? I mean, who's directing this then?
It's crazy. And to be over there in Turkey, I mean, that's just why. I mean, everybody in Turkey is so afraid of everything. And in all these countries, so I can see why he came over here and kept it on the down low. You know, it's kind of a weird situation he's in, because he wants to get out there and tell everybody that, but he also wants to survive, and he wants his family to survive. And we've spent a lot of times with a lot of refugees too, and you don't. It's interesting because you want to believe everything the refugees are telling you, but you don't ever know if it's all true or not. You know.
I believe we have Dr. Yayla back again, a Homeland Security, a Turkish insider. Just so much intelligence he's got. I don't know where to begin in the time. Sir, sorry you got cut off. You were getting into talking to these defectors and others. Please continue.
How was I cut?
Doctor, can you hear me? Let's go to telephone. If you can't do that, guys, just go ahead and abort and go to telephone. I don't want to jack with the Skype anymore. Continuing here, we'll keep it in the next hour if we have to. We got Biggs coming here. He'll have some good questions. Just all the things this guy's done and the fact that he got recommended to you by Steele. Wow, I can't wait to see the film, Kevin.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I'm also working with this guy, Asen Jordanov, who's, I call him the Alex Jones of Bulgaria, because he's like this conspiratorial guy. And he's uncovering some of these incredible wiretaps that have been going on between government officials and judges, and what's going on with the elections over there and everything. It's just crazy.
Let's go back to the doctor. We do have him, sir. Sorry about that. Please continue, sir.
It's okay. So we have started this project after I reached out to ISIS defectors. You know, I was based in Şanlıurfa, Turkey, by Syrian border. Şanlıurfa has a population of 2 million people. Right now, there are around 500,000 Syrian refugees in Şanlıurfa living along as refugees.
So there's a lot of refugees there, and of course, there's several. Continue. I'm going to go with my directive, guys. Want to go phone?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. It's the fun of the show, though. It's teleprompter-free. It's real. CNN would have two or three backup guests. That's what they do. And when one goes down, they bring the other on. I mean, this is real. This is what's why people tune in. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And we got Joe Biggs coming in here about this. Have you looked into these Islamic schools? Just one of them gets billions a year from the U.S. government, $500 million in Texas. It's the biggest charter school group in the U.S., and actually teaches caliphate.
Wow.
And then other kids go and don't even know. And then they're in an Islamic training school. I used to hear this 3 or 4 years ago from patriots, and it was so over the top, I didn't really look into it because it just sounded crazy. There's these big, giant charter schools. They teach the caliphate. And I'd be like, and some of these people were smart folks. And I was like, really? And yeah, I'll look into it. And there wasn't really a lot of news coverage, so I was like, that must not be true. Now we've gone out and looked. It's real. And now they've basically indicted the guy in Turkey. Lawsuits have started in the U.S. Of these schools, and it's all coming out. It's like, what else is going on? I mean, how infiltrated is this country?
That's what I'm looking for. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I don't know how infiltrated it is. I mean, I'd like to hear what your definition is of like teaching the caliphate. Like, what is your definition?
Radical Islam is going to take over the world.
Yeah.
And that your soldiers in that politically and physically, if need be.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I guess, you know, the CIA wants to be able to steer all these organizations, but then they just have them go wreck all these countries that weren't doing anything to us. It looks pretty nasty.
So what do you think the CIA's end game is in all this?
Well, we always talk about the CIA. There's like 16 different major intelligence agencies in the United States alone. The CIA is probably, from the best minds I've talked to, 7 different groups. That's from David Steele. But others agree with that. I mean, there's all these different factions. I mean, I'll have one faction of the CIA, you know, give me information. It's not classified or secret, it's just information that's always been accurate. And then I have another section of the CIA I know that's been after me. And then they got other sections that just want to make money. You got sections that are over the narcotics trafficking. You got the sections, you know, the big sections that are over analysis. And they're more like professor bookworm types. And then you've got the people that are the actual boots on the ground for the intelligence agencies, the Army and Navy and other commandos, and they're all patriots.
But so if they're allowing this to happen or even fueling it to happen, what do you think they're trying to achieve from this?
It's chaos, and then they can come in as the saviors over the chaos.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's one thing if you overthrew some bad guy and then put something good in. That's still meddling in the foreign affairs. But you overthrow a good guy and you put in ISIS to kill every Christian you find, and then and Obama won't let Christian refugees out. He only lets Sunnis out. I mean, it's like diabolical, man. I mean, you really look at it, it's like, wow, what have Christians done for the government to have this giant, look at the IRS persecution.
Yeah.
I mean, the government has a big, giant you-know-what for Christians. I'm sick of it. I'm not putting up with it.
And some of the thing about the refugees, and I'm not saying it's not real, but there's kind of some funny moments in the film where we're watching all these stories about, like, you know, millions of refugees, and we get in a van and we go there and they're not there, and then we go to this location and we can't find them, and we're constantly looking for where are all these millions of refugees we keep seeing on the news. They keep evaporating or changing.
Well, they do. Once they get to the parent place with the Germans or whatever, they're dispersed.
Yeah, that was crazy. But I mean, we everywhere we got, there were just, you know, we just kept getting to places where, oh, they were just here. And then,
well, that's because you see them when they're led across the border, 5,000, and then they just run for the hills.
Yeah, but I think also the news is having a lot to do with it.
We had reporters over in France and England, and every day at the tunnel, there's people trying to hijack cars and just wandering around breaking things. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, no, I know it's really out there, but I think the way the news, the way the mainstream media is distorting, like, the way it's really going down.
I agree. Did we ever get the doctor back? Sure. In fact, this is an important clip. Democrat calls for surtax on the American people to pay for war against Islamic State. They create it, they fund it, they protect it, and then they're actually pitching it. Let's put a tax on all Americans, a war tax, it'll never go away, on everything, to pay to fight the group they're publicly funding. They'll probably actually give the money directly to ISIS and al-Qaeda. Here's the over-the-top clip.
President Obama sent us an AUMF, that's Washington speak for a request for a declaration of war against ISIS, all the way back in February. And we have not taken it up, debated it, and passed it. And we owe that to our veterans and to those serving in the conflict against ISIS. But we also need to stand up and say, how are we going to pay for it? All the previous wars, as you referenced, before Iraq and Afghanistan, had a dedicated war surtax. And I think that's one way we could fairly pay for it, with a small surtax that exempted active duty military families and veterans.
Folks, the military-industrial complex is the most bloated in the world. The U.S. defense budget is more than half the world defense budget. Now the military-industrial complex wants more. You people want more? And, of course, you'll exempt yourselves, saying the troops will be exempt. They'll bring that back later. You won't even give them health care. We deserve, our troops deserve a new tax. Directly to pay to fight the group they created. I mean, I have never seen more oxymoron. Well, I guess I did. The State Department came out yesterday and said, we have brought peace to Syria when they ran the whole destabilization. Kevin?
Well, what do you think they're trying to do? What do you think the end game here in the States is, though, in America?
Destabilize everything, raise taxes on everybody but the elite, collapse everything, consolidate it. It's real simple.
Yeah.
And just exempt themselves, they just bring in terrorists, blow everything up, and then literally stick their hands down our daughter's pants at the airport and run them through naked body scanners.
And to turn everything into a ghetto?
Yeah, that's it. They love it. Yeah.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Sir Amit Yala is our guest. We finally got him on phone. Thank you so much for being with us about 5-10 minutes the next hour. Sir, you've been trying to get started here with your incredible historic interviews with these ISIS people. Please continue. Give us the big picture. In one of the interviews with Kevin, you talked about the fact that it's just unprecedented. I believe you said that ISIS is being used to basically take Syria away. I mean, what's the geopolitical aim here? Who's really behind ISIS, sir?
Okay, we had interviewed around 30 ISIS defectors as of now. And this question was one of the questions I asked them with Dr. Hans Petter during our interview. I have three answers to this question. And most of the time, the defectors answered in similar ways. The first, they argue that Syria and Iran is behind ISIS. The second, Russia is behind ISIS. And the third, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey behind ISIS. The ISIS fighters or the terrorists who had been in the field and fought with ISIS think that those three countries are behind the fertilizer or forcing factors behind ISIS. They think Syria, because Syria and Iran are acting together in the region, and they think that Assad is trying to show the whole world that if you do not work with me, you have to work with these animals. So here, have a look at them. The second...
Well, I don't think there's any evidence that Assad's behind ISIS.
This is what they say. I'm right now talking about the research.
That was my next question. How do you know they haven't defected to you to give you this info?
Okay, this is through our connections and my past experience, because I have interrogated and interviewed over 10,000 terrorists over the 20 years of time. So it is basically based on our experience and the trust. And also, you can see and understand their stories are true, through what they are talking and through their narrative. For example, when I asked about them Russia, they said there are Russian generals who are at the age of around 40, 45. They claim that they are retired from Russian military as generals. They converted to Islam, and right now they are fighting for the ISIS. And when they described those generals, they were the ones who were making the critical decisions on the battlefield. And one of the fighters told me that I never trusted them because they were there in the name of Russia. I asked them if they were Chechens. He said, no, these are real, blunt Russians. And they are the ones who were steering us towards the war. So I was kind of like checking through the interviews. And
sure, the only line I've seen on that, Doctor, is that the Russians in Chechnya and other areas basically try to run the radicals out and just say, get out of the country. And then some of them have then been coming to Syria. But I don't even think the CIA and others who've been caught up to their eyeballs working with ISIS and NATO have said that the Russians, well, that would be full spectrum dominance if the Russians were running ISIS and countering ISIS.
I don't say running ISIS, but people in ISIS said that those three countries or those three groups at least have faith in it. You know, they were at least using ISIS for their own causes. We can say that.
I was about to say, I don't know how ISIS would follow Russians. I mean, I just look, I mean, you're there. You've done these interviews. Well, 60 seconds. We got a break, sir. 60 seconds. 1 minute break. I want to come back and ask you, summing it all up, because I heard you in the interview with Kevin talking about the plan is to bring down Syria. Okay. Well, who's behind that then from your research? I mean, pretty interesting stuff we're hearing here today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.